Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
Okay, let me continue this so we can get back to music. When you walk into the booth to register, and then you're going to move the handle and it's going to close the curtain, then you're going to touch whatever candidate that you want, and you can only vote for one at a time. And once you vote those candidates, when you finish, then you move the handle back, it registers your vote, and you've done. And you can go home and get your little badge that says, I voted. And get one of those, and once you voted for the first time, you will vote forever. Thanks. So important. Anybody 18 years of age can vote. So it's very important. I know there's a lot of people made 18 this year, and you have until October the 9th to get registered. You can even register online, even that. I mean, they've made it so simple that there's no reason that you should not vote. Everyone should vote, and it's always low percentages that go out to vote, which is not understandable at all.
I mean, just go out.
It doesn't take you long. It takes you maybe 5 minutes. But you can stop to the store for 5 minutes, get a pack of cigarettes, not being a negative thing, but you can stop and get a pack of cigarettes. Stop and get your...
Go and vote.
Go vote. Five minutes, same amount of time. Might take less time.
Well,
might take less time.
Well, you can't complain.
You can't complain.
If you don't vote, you can't.
If you don't vote, you know, it's kind of like, well, I didn't get a chance to vote in my... You know, what I feel. Go vote. That's what we want. I want you to go out and vote.
If you don't think that you're going to be in town the day of the election, what you need to do is go in absentee.
Yeah, do absentee ballot. If you don't know what to do, go to Secretary of State. Got all the voting information that you could possibly want to. You can get your kids to go on because some of you may have been incarcerated before. You need to find out. Can I vote now? Can I not vote? Go find out. Call the registrar's office and they can tell you what you can do.
A gentleman called in this morning and said that he was on a 5-year probation.
Right.
And he's been off that probation for at least 10 years.
So you can
vote. He went to register to vote.
Uh-huh.
And they asked him to he had to get a letter from his probation officer.
Right.
Well, it's 10 years ago.
Right.
But he says that the fact is that he had information, a letter stating that he was off his probation at the time.
Right.
And they would not register him.
Well, then something needs to be called a state. Go to the state registrar's office, give them a call, find out what's going on with it.
The local registrar's office.
Local registrar's office should be able to help you with that. And that's what it's all about. Let's go vote. November the 6th, by the way. Don't go vote today. Yes, you can. No, I don't know. No, it's Monday through Friday. During the 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, at the registrar's office for early voting. Thank you.
Yeah. 3 past, 11 o'clock. Final segment of Zydeco San Pasol League.
Fellas, I think they're ready to do this thing. Get on it!
Zydeco. Get it all out, get it all out. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Woo, man, that felt good.
Yeah, we're going to take it back on down to the swamp, y'all.
I wanna I got the blues. That's why you're doing that. You know, I'm lonesome. Got the blues. I'm messed up.
All right, we're rolling. Okay, but nasty blues.
Going out for Mr. Harrington all the way in Cow Island, Louisiana, in Vermilion Parish. Something by the late, great Clifton Chenier. That blues is what I'm looking for.
Me and my woman, we got a marquee for it. When it comes down to rolling, you know the road. You know, babe, got a marquee for. I'm got a Cadillac. She know how to roll. And also my baby, she know how to roll. I know I'm a man. I'm a hungry man. I'm hungry for your love. I'm hungry for your love. I'm got to have your love.
Bring me that Model T Ford, man, and let's take a ride. Take a ride, Melbourne. Take a ride in that Model T Ford, man.
You used to have one, huh?
Yeah, I used to have one. The little Model T Ford.
What color is it?
That was black. You know, they didn't have much colors of thing. That was all
pretty much
black.
All black.
It was a black, a little
wire, rim. wire hubcaps and stuff.
Yeah.
Not hubcap, but the rim.
The rim.
The rim was wire.
And look, and then we had a little Model T Ford, and they had the rumble seat and all that kind
the
of
rumble,
stuff.
The rumble. How many people they could sit in?
Well, actually, it was only two in the front, and then you had the rumble seat in the back. So
how fast did we go?
Oh, it'd go about 25, 35 miles per hour.
Really?
Maybe at that.
What kind of gas? They use gas?
A regular. No, they would use some...
kerosene?
No, they use gas. Yeah. But, you know, they had only one type of gas.
Okay.
There wasn't no ethyl.
No. Yeah.
There was nothing like, I'm going to get some ethyl gas, man.
Yeah.
Who? I'm going to get some ethyl.
Everything was ethyl.
Yeah, everything was ethyl.
Yeah, I remember that word.
Yeah, ethyl. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get some
ethyl. How
much
was it a gallon?
Probably at that time about 15 cents a gallon.
15 cents, okay. I remember probably about 25-35 cents a gallon.
Well,
I went to the military. It was in California, man. The gas was 37 cents a gallon.
I read something someplace that says it was 25 cents a gallon. I was reading someplace out there recently. It was yesterday or sometime. I was reading 25 cents a gallon. Now you can imagine, now it's $3 and $4 a gallon right now.
Yeah.
And you got all these premium gas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Model T Ford. And guess who was on this one? This, and this is an LP. This is a long playing record, by the way. That Clifton Chenier, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then his brother on the rub board, John Hart on the sax.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stanley Buckwheat Dural was on the piano and the organ.
What year that was?
This was recorded back in 1977.
Right. Okay.
And Lil Buck, of course, was on there.
Lil Buck and Big Buck. They've been following each other forever.
Yeah. And Robert Peter on the drum.
Robert Peter.
Yeah. Those were the people that actually were on this record. And this
Rob
long
Peter to pay Paul. Okay.
but they are... They, you look at them and you see how they was, and Cliff had a necktie all the time.
Really?
John Hart always wore a necktie. Always wore a necktie. And Cleveland wore a necktie. Now, they wasn't long sleeve shirts, but they were short sleeve.
Short sleeve, but they were professional.
They were professional. Except John Hart. John Hart was the only one who wore a long sleeve with a tie.
Okay.
In the band. And but that was something on an long playing record. Now, there's no particular name for this. Of course, it was recorded by All Holy Records in 1977. That's when it was recorded. Man.
A few years ago.
Yeah, in New Orleans, by the way. That's where they had to go and record all of this stuff.
All right.
But just a little matter of information. And the Friendly Club. They're having a big birthday party tonight.
The Friendly Club?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. Alan Sterling called in this morning. I'll tell you that. And Mervyn Gage, I wanted to say good morning to he also.
I say good morning to Rose this morning.
Yeah. And you had...
Also want to say good morning to my nephew and my niece up in Oakdale this morning. Good morning to you guys, Lise and Little Red. Good morning to you guys. Also...
Is he Little Red?
Little Red. That
Little
was
Red.
Him. Uh-huh. And Willie B. and... Kaya, good morning to you up in Big Oakdale, and they just moved into Bowman Hicks Projects, and they're having a great time this morning. They're going to bring the Zydeco music over to the Hicks this morning.
The Hicks.
Hicks is the name of the place.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know. You see?
No.
Bowman Hicks Project. Bowman Hicks Project.
Where is that, though?
In Oakdale.
In Oakdale?
In Oakdale.
The Bowman Hicks Project.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So
what kind of project were they doing, though?
I have no idea.
They're just Bowman Hicks Project.
Bowman Hicks Project, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure it's something worthy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to say good morning to them while they have ended. They were making their last load, so congratulations to you moving to your new place and hang out and have yourself a great time.
Good. And, too, I just want to ask just kind of information passing on to all of you. In case you have a 45 by Little Buck Senegal.
Let us know.
That the title of it is... Monkey in the Sack.
Uh-huh.
If you have that, please let us know.
Yep.
We would certainly like to get a copy, and we can play it over here on the air. And give us a call here at 482-6991. Coming up.
We're in search.
Yep.
We're in search for it. Somebody got it.
Oh, yes. Someone has it out there. Somebody has it. Gino Delafoss. I think he's playing today. Don't they have a sugarcane festival going on this weekend?
New Iberia.
New Iberia.
In New Iberia. And I want to tell you about it. While you're going that way, El Trupo says that if you are drinking and driving, you will have a problem.
El Trupo says
if you're drinking and driving, you will have a problem. Okay. So they will be looking for you because they don't need you on the road. So if you are drinking, El Trupos will troop you right off of that highway.
Will troop you right off the highway.
Okay. And tote your car somewhere that you're going to have to pay some more money to get it out, so it's cheaper that you let someone who is not drinking, let them drive, please. That's and for right. those of you that is not drinking, please take the wheel. Thank you.
How do you say drinkers in French?
Buveur.
Le
buveur. Le buveur. Bon matin, Andrew. Bon matin. So I get up.
Why did you go to Andrew?
Because when you say buveur, he might be in that category. It might be him and his friends.
Okay.
Him and his camaraderies.
The reason why I say it's about the Sugar Cane Festival now.
What's going on?
Because Gino is going to be playing that.
Gino playing Sugar Cane. Okay.
And something coming up by him on Rondo Records that was recorded back in 1996, Teardrops.
And where's Corey?
Corey's going to LSU.
LSU?
Yeah, LSU.
And UL plays today.
LSU.
Keep winning.
They lost that last one.
They're
coming around.
Yeah, they'll be good today.
Teardrops.
Support for KRVS comes from Festivals Acadien et Creole, coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 12th through 14th in Girard Park here in Lafayette, featuring Louisiana music, food, and crafts. For more information, the website is festivalsacadien.com.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Luisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Bojack. 39 past 11 o'clock. Final segment of Zydeco Sampasali. Curly Taylor. Curly Taylor Two-Step. On his CD called Zydeco Heart and Soul. Curly Taylor.
And do the curly two-step. Well, we gon' dance all night, y'all. And do the curly two-step. Grab your partner by the hand. And do the curly two-step. Well, we gon' dance all night, y'all. And do the curly two-step. The two-step,
Curly Taylor, the Curly Taylor Two-Step coming up is something by Lil Pookie. And Lil Pookie and, what do you call himself, the Zydeco Heartbreakers, Mr. Charlie.
Charlie,
hey, Charlie.
Lil Pookie and Mr. Charlie on this kind of damp Saturday. I think it's still raining outside, or it must be still damp outside. Anyway, we have got about 13 more minutes of Zydeco Sopasole, something coming up by Chris Ardway on his VIP CD, My Monkey. Right after that is going to be coming up, will be coming up with something by Buckwheat Zydeco, Remember the Time. But before that, we're going to have something by Clifton Chenier, Blue Angel. Going out for Poncho all the way to Lake Charles, Louisiana.
We'll be right back.
Brought it down to the Blue Angel Club.
You been there, John?
Oh, been, yes.
Really? That's where you met Marlene?
No.
Who you met over there?
I can't tell you that.
Ain't nobody listening. She's not listening.
Oh, no, no,
and
no, no,
listen,
no,
let me tell you about our audience. Our audience do not repeat a thing we say.
Yeah,
so
I
you would
I,
not have to worry that day when they see her.
Look.
They would tell her about that woman.
That was the only place I remember that I know of. They had wore out the floor in a certain part of the club.
Yeah.
And they had a hole in the floor.
A hole in the floor.
But they had wore it out so much. It was a wooden floor, you know.
Well, I know we had a club in Basile. It's called Fuzzy's. That you could actually go in the club. You didn't. The floor would do like that.
Oh, yeah.
The floor would rock with you.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Now, that was good stuff.
Oh,
it never did break. But, man, I tell you what. Sometimes them people get to jumping and having some fun.
Oh, yeah. But old
it
man,
was all good
But
things.
Old man Claude Boudreau didn't believe in. He was the owner. He didn't believe in repairing the floor. So what he did, instead of patching the floor, he took a tub. You know, a number 10 tub?
Put it in the middle?
Put it in there, and he nailed it to the floor.
Hey, did it work?
And Joe Couscous used to dance on top
on
of the tub.
On the tub. You know, on it's always tub. One. I thought it was you. All right, what we got coming up, John? I know.
Oh, well, it's something. Remember the Time by Buckwheat, and we're gonna close out the show with that, Remembering the Time.
Right. And that's going out this morning for my niece, Teresa, up in Lake Charles. Remember the Time. She loves this song. And also for Ruby and Lawrence Henderson. You know them?
Yeah, they're celebrating that big old wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary. 50 years they've been married. Now, you talk about a bow-down senior club member there. He is no longer Lawrence. He is now Ruby. His name is Ruby.
I know he's walking down. He looked at the heel of his show. You know, at first you were looking at the toes.
Yeah.
But now he's looking so far down.
He can
looking
see
at the heel.
Now, you know, that's bend over there.
That's bend over.
But we
brother.
Certainly want to congratulate both of you for achieving such a milestone in your life, 50 years. That is certainly a blessing, and congratulations to both of you, Ruby and Lawrence Henderson. Happy 50th anniversary. And want to say good morning to Miss Goody this morning.
Yeah.
She's riding around in her car this morning, finally going home. That little old woman there is everywhere all the time doing something.
Oh, yeah.
But just want to say good morning to her this morning, too. All right.
And we're going to also, I got to say hello to Jose Sanchez.
Jose Sanchez.
And the Latino Festival is coming up.
That's right.
Coming up, I think, in the next week or so.
Yep.
And be around. So we're going to
be beautiful.
Melbourne, we're going to have to go to.
Go to Latino Festival. Let's go to Latino. We can meet with our little partner over there and see that. And also to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning.
Yeah, and I got to say good morning to my son, John, and John Jr., and Joey, wherever he is. You know, he's flying someplace.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just want to say hello to my wife, Marlene.
Good morning. I can't forget my neighbors. I mean, you know, I got some great neighbors with Kevin, Doc, and Christopher this morning, and Ronnie. Good morning to you guys, my brothers, Val and Alfred, and your families. Hopefully y'all doing well, and we'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right. Just remember, just stay tuned for Herman Fuselier and Zydeco Stomp. He's going to be coming up at 12 p.m. sharp.
All right. And also, don't forget, there is no sulky racing in Metro Swallow today, but there is a guinea gumbo. That is going
guinea
on
gumbo.
That Wilbert
so
Berry
everybody's
cooked
invited.
Invited to go out and eat some guinea gumbo with Andrew and his gang over there.
And Warranty Filet.
Ah, oui, la tout le temps que tu as pour réchauffer le corps. Oui, de la tête. Something, as always, something there for them.
Don't forget, there's always something.
There's always something. You go to Andrew's place, there's always something going on in Metro Swallow. Always something going on there.
Just say good morning to my class, also my students over at Acadiana High. Good morning to all of you and the staff. All of you, good morning. And it's a pleasure working with all of you. Just remember, join us next Saturday. And if you want to smile, just smile with someone, because you can always get to keep it and share it with someone else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
Whatever shall be, gaze at the future for you and me. Gaze at the future, whatever shall be, gaze at the future that is me.
Look here. Can you remember? Do you remember that song? Way back then.